This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was a month ago, back on March 18th, that the Russians put out a press release saying the rebels are preparing to launch staged false flag chemical attacks to keep us from pulling out and to keep the civil war going, and to get the United States to strike the central government. Well, that is exactly what then happened. RT reported that 1 month before it happened. And, you know, I don't just believe RT. I remember three separate times the rebels got caught by our own Pentagon and by the UN and others. We have the news articles. I'm going to be covering them. Staging chemical attacks. So even by Friday, the media wasn't saying Assad did it for sure. And the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, was saying, we don't have evidence that Assad or the Russians did this. And then at 8 o'clock at night, the cruise missiles start firing from the ships. The bombs start getting dropped from the B-1. Aardvark bombers. And then if you go back, you remember all the tweets that Trump put out over and over and over and over and over and over again about how the West created the destabilization, brought in Al-Qaeda, changed the name to ISIS, that Hillary and Obama founded it. We weren't going to take Assad out. They were just going to beat ISIS. And then we were going to leave the sovereign nation. And now Trump does a 180 and adopts the policy. Here's Reuters. Hillary Clinton calls for U.S. to bomb Syrian airfield, says Trump's weak last year. Here's Elizabeth Warren Friday praising Trump, saying we must take action. And I've got all these other Democrats. You know, here was NBC News on Friday afternoon. Trump announced the strikes on Syria following suspected chemical weapons attack by Assad forces. But by an hour later, it was a chemical attack. And by Friday night, it was conspiracy theorists Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Alex Jones are traitors. Why, they claim that the rebels are behind the chemical attack. No, the former head of British Special Forces has gone public. Now, that article here. And he said that Assad had no motive and was winning. That the rebels have a history of staging chemical attacks. See, I have something called a pesky memory. And I was covering last week and Friday and right through yesterday the RT article, it's in my stack from yesterday. I really want to cover that when we come back. So if you can't find it, Drudge had it in a Drudge search as his top story yesterday. And it was so heartening to go to Drudge and see where the Russians on the 18th said they're going to stage a chemical attack. Here's their history of doing it. Here's the motive. We wouldn't do this. Assad wouldn't do this. Assad gave up his chemicals. We oversaw it. Assad's never used it. Those are the facts. They go, oh, you're going with Russia propaganda. No. I remember the UN. I remember the Pentagon. I remember Senator Paul and Senator Cruz 5 years ago and Colonel Schaefer exposing that 95% of the rebels were Al-Qaeda/ISIS and that they were staging the chemical attacks because they want to be movie stars. And for Islamicists, staging attacks, suicide bombings, you name it, is something that they are incredibly proud of. And so they would videotape themselves launching the chemical attack. So that's what we're talking about. But the big news is, when we come back, Trump is signaling new airstrikes, and they're now signaling regime change and new sanctions on the Russians. Can somebody say new world war?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We've got it.
The Stressman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
InfoWars come to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Well, Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attacks were accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. April 15th, 2018. We're going to be live here the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. But what a momentous and dangerous Sunday. I have the video clips from the UN Security Council emergency meeting today and yesterday. Nikki Haley saying we're preparing to remove Assad. We're preparing more airstrikes. We're preparing more sanctions on Russia. That's why I got so upset in that emergency broadcast we did Friday night, because Trump is completely flip-flopping from his earlier positions on Syria. He knows ISIS founded the modern movements there, that ISIS comes out of Al-Qaeda, that the Clintons and the globalists funded this to destabilize the Middle East. Trump has firmly stood against this, as have the good elements of our Pentagon and government. And we know the rebels have been caught not once, not twice, but three times. Cy Hirsch has reported it. The UN has confirmed it. Our own military has confirmed it. The rebels three times staged chemical attacks. And then when there was a supposed chemical attack last year and Trump attacked that airbase, British defense ministers, British ambassadors all came out and said, because they're really experts on Syria, with their long history there, they said, this will embolden the rebels to stage more chemical attacks to then take down Assad. So the West funded the takedown of a sovereign nation, Syria, part of the Arab Spring, that Hillary and others quarterbacked. They got their butts kicked by the Russians. The U.S. didn't help for a while. And now, right after Trump announces we're going to pull out, and the Russians announce they're going to pull out, can't let peace break out, there's a chemical attack. But before it can even be proven that it happened, we're told it's the Russians. And then 100-plus cruise missiles get fired at targets inside Syria. And now look at whose side we're on. Hillary Clinton, Reuters, calls for U.S. to bomb Syrian airfields. Elizabeth Warren on Friday, chemical attacks in Syria, horrifying, and a clear violation of international law. The world must hold Assad accountable for his violence against the Syrian people, and the U.S. should be part of a planned, coordinated, multinational effort. And it goes on from there with all the other Democrats. And I did videos on Friday and Saturday going shame on Democrats supporting war. And the Democrats on Twitter and YouTube are so whacked out, they go, oh, no, it's Trump that's for war, not us. The Democrats are against it. No, it's the Democrats foaming at the mouth saying Trump's a Russia and trying to overturn our government that have basically bushwhacked him and bullied him and shanghaied us into this dangerous potential World War III scenario. Thank God the Russians and others stood down. But they just take bombs raining down on them while Western-backed rebels run around suicide bombing. They come in and kick their butts. Trump takes credit and our military credit, gives Russia no credit when they did 90-plus percent of the fighting. Those are facts. I'm loyal to truth. I like the old Donald Trump. I've got a whole stack of news here. Daily Caller's done a good boil down, we have as well, of when Trump was anti-war in Syria just a few years ago. And I thought that we'd turn the corner Friday when I went home to see my family, because Mattis had come out, the Secretary of Defense, and said, we don't have any evidence that Assad did this, we've got to look at this more. And then the attack came. Well, clearly Mattis got overruled. So it's a very, very, very sad day. But I agree with the old Trump, not the new Trump. Because, you see, if you look at these seven countries that are being overturned, we're going to play a Wesley Clark clip coming up here after the break, former head of NATO, former top U.S. general. They had a plan at the Pentagon to strike these countries and have a whole Arab Spring and destabilize the entire Middle East going back a decade ago. And Obama just picked up where George Bush left off, not to put good people in, but to put the worst jihadis in to destabilize the entire area. But I'll tell you, I'm in good company with Tucker Carlson. I'm in good company with Laura Ingraham and others that have morals, that remember what Trump said, that remember what the military said, that remember how our own military said, we don't want to topple Assad. They're putting something far worse in. This is immoral. We don't want to be Al-Qaeda and ISIS's Air Force. So it's a very, 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 very sad day to see this. And the questions are, is Trump compromised by the raid on Michael Cohen, his lawyer's office? We know there's no Russian collusion. That's all Hillary. But did they find something? Perjury about payoffs with women, whatever. It's process. It's not ever about Russia. It's about a dragnet to find something. And to find somebody that perjures themselves so you get a canary that sings. And then the dominoes start falling. So folks better think about this long and hard, because this is the neocon policy. It's Hillary's policy. It's John McCain's policy. It's the Council on Foreign Relations policy. It's the EU policy. It's the globalist policy to overthrow Syria and all those other countries and then get rid of those buffer zone nations that were Christian nations. Syria was Christian. What, 1,200 years ago? Captured, what, the third century of Islam. And so they've been crypto-Christians, a lot of them. And they've been a buffer into Turkey and Europe. Now that buffer zone is falling, ladies and gentlemen, in a big way. Think about that. So has Trump been compromised? Or why is he, you know, saying all this is wrong and bad and now changing it? And then a lot of you said, not most of you, but a large minority, said, Jones, settle down. These are precision strikes. They're not going to take out Assad. Well, now Nikki Haley's come out. I got the video coming up as well. A lot of videos next segment. And she's come out and vowed. Trump vows to sanction more airstrikes against Syria. If there's more chemical attacks, well, the rebels now are really going to do it. That's how they take out who's been beating them. The time for talk ended last night, Haley told an emergency meeting of the Security Council on Russia. We're prepared to sustain the pressure. And the Syrian regime is foolish enough to test our will. And then, boom, the rebels they've trained, the globalists have trained, carried out a chemical attack. She said she spoke to President Trump this morning. She said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. Well, you know the globalists want to have Syrian regime changed, and so magically the rebels have been caught before. They're going to do it again. Right as the Russians were pulling out, right as peace broke out, right as Al-Qaeda got its butt kicked. Can't allow that. Can't allow ISIS to have their butt kicked. So, if anybody uses chemicals, we blame Assad. Well, you know, man, I bet the chemical attacks happen in the next 2 weeks. And it'll be immediately, Assad did it. The U.S. has the biggest weapon in the world aimed at his head, saying, you use it, we'll blow your head off. So the first thing he'll do when he's winning is go out and do the one thing that'll destroy him. Are any of us that stupid to believe that? I mean, is this historical?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Remember what Jonathan Gruber, hired by Obama's White House, said in seven different national TV programs, including C-SPAN. He said our whole system is based on the public not having an attention span, not having a memory. And he said, thank God they're so stupid. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have all the video clips. We have all the articles. We have our Pentagon, we have the UN, we have Ron Paul, we have Cy Hirsch, we have Colonel Schaefer, we have Ron Paul, Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, all 5 years ago saying the rebels are Al-Qaeda, then the rebels are ISIS, the rebels are staging chemical attacks. They've been confirmed doing it three times. In fact, I had Nigel Farage, founder of UKIP and so much more, on Thursday, saying what a horrible idea it would be if there was a war over there. And he pointed out that I'd forgotten that ISIS has been caught and confirmed 49 times using chemical weapons, and they shoot videos of themselves using them, including in Syria, screaming Allah Akbar and firing the mortars. And so look, type that into a search engine. ISIS has been caught 40-plus times staging chemical attacks. This is admitted. But when they do it, it's not even news. So, Trump now wants to remove Assad. After all the things he said and all the things he did, there's a great Daily Caller article. Is it any surprise? That's Tucker Carlson owns that. Flashback, here's a list of the times Trump warned against getting involved in Syria. And I'm seeing some so-called conservatives saying they don't like Laura Ingraham or Tucker Carlson now that they're against this war. Well, they point out that it's Assad that had just won and doesn't have the history and doesn't have the motive, and the rebels have been caught, and that Trump always said he was against this, and that Hillary and Elizabeth Warren are for it. So I could just say shame on the warmongers, but you know who's even worse? The Democrats are the biggest voice for war. Hell, they want war with Russia. They're so crazed. And, you know, Trump knows all about this. General Flynn briefed him. He knew about it during the campaign, before the campaign. He's like, Hillary founded ISIS. John McCain's working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We shouldn't be there. We should pull out as a sovereign nation. Bad idea. Remember, all these freedom fighters in Syria want to fly planes into our buildings. Donald Trump, August 28, 2013. So that's the Donald Trump I love. We should stay the hell out of Syria. The, quote, rebels are as bad as the current regime. What will we get ourselves and our money into? Billions. Zero. June 16, 2013. It just goes on. There's hundreds of these. What will we get from bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-time conflict? Obama needs congressional approval. Ooh. Trump says he doesn't need approval now. When you do. And it violates international law. And boy, has Gorka flipped like a dead fish in the sun floating around in a rotten ocean. He's come out and attacked Laura Ingraham and said, oh, the founders would want us to strike. No, they were against foreign entanglements, Gorka. I mean, I know you're not from America. I'm not bashing the fact. We've got a lot of people that are new here and, you know, say they're Americans. A lot of them are. But you, sir, don't. Oh, the founders were for foreign entanglements. Thomas Jefferson was the first person to launch a foreign entanglement because 9 out of 10 of our ships got robbed. And we went over there for about 2 months with the Marines and sunk all the pirates and came home. Yeah, you got documented. Who's doing it? The pirates are demanding ransoms. the previous president is paying ransoms? You know where the sheik lives, where his castle is, where he's doing it. Send in the Marines. Kill them all. Yeah. If Assad got up there and said, I'm launching chemical weapons, Heil Hitler or whatever, and fired him, I'd say bomb Damascus. That's tyranny. But see, that's not what's going on here. So it's sick. All right, let's start getting to the clips, or I'll never get to all of them. There's so many. Over more of Trump's tweets. But I'm being attacked, folks. Oh, Alex Jones is horrible. He says F what Trump did. Yeah. Nuclear war gets me a little angry. I didn't say on the live show, but that's what I said on a live feed, is that if this is where Trump's going, I'm not in a cult for Donald Trump. I'm into the Republic of the Truth. And I'm sure not with the warmongering I saw. He died bloodthirsty Hillary and all you crazy Democrats who, again, when I shot videos about over the weekend to a person on Twitter, the Democrats popped in. Every one of them that popped in said, you're crazy. We're against the war. Democrats don't want this. Boy, you must not be reading what all the top Democrats are saying. So have they broken Trump? Are they starting to flip him? How many times has the Pentagon given us fake WMD intel? He's following the globalist plan now. And will he start flipping on other stuff? We'll see. But his advisors go, sir, you're up 10 points. Those are fake polls. He's been up way more than 10 points. They're just doing fairer polls now. That's a sugar high. Every time they do these military strikes in months, their approval rating goes straight down because they rig the polls more to try to get full control of the presidents to really start wars. It's insane. So here's Nikki Haley at the UN this weekend saying we're locked and loaded, and Trump saying I'm ready for more strikes and sanctions on Russia to be announced Monday. We're off to the races, and Mueller's not going to back down. Oh, he's moved on to other stuff because there's no Russia collusion. And Trump, I guess, has just rolled over. Here it is.
We will continue to seek out and call out anyone who uses and anyone who aids in the use of chemical weapons. The United States of America will not allow the Assad regime to continue to use chemical weapons. Last night, we obliterated the major research facility that it used to assemble weapons of mass murder. I spoke to the president this morning, and he said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. When our president draws a red line, our president enforces the red line.
So, Obama drew a red line knowing that the rebels would stage the chemical attack so he could go after Syria. But the news came out because the dumb rebels shot video of themselves. We had to pull that back up with big Saudi Arabian mortars screaming Allah Akbar when they fired it. So we've gone from Secretary of Defense last week, Thursday and Friday, saying there's not evidence of Assad doing this. He doesn't have the motive. Our own Pentagon saying that. British Special Forces, everybody, British ambassadors, everybody saying that. Assad saying we didn't do it. Send in inspectors. Russia's saying they didn't do it. Now it turns out that Russian that got nerve gas and his daughter wasn't the top of nerve gas, they said. That's mainstream news, the back of the paper. See, all these pretexts for war with Syria and then Russia, it's off to the races. It's here. When we come back, she gets into sanctions against Russia. Then we've got Wesley Clark from a decade ago explaining this plan that is just ongoing, and Trump has now rolled over to that and adopted it. Does it mean I'm not going to vote for patriots? Does it not mean that obviously I'll vote for Trump over Democrats? No, it's just the magic starting to dissipate. And it shows he's starting to get on track with the system and aid al-Qaeda and ISIS to take out Syria that's valiantly fought against the globalists. And they're trying to start a war with Russia. This is dangerous. And I told you on Friday, look next for them to announce more airstrikes. This just opened the door.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
A lot of statistics, a lot of facts. Probably giving some people headaches. I'm going to go over more of it here in a moment. I know it gives me a headache. I know why Trump hit Syria. I've studied Trump enough to know his calculus. He is a nationalist. He is a patriot. He believes the U.S. should control its own sovereignty. But that doesn't mean he won't use the globalist infrastructure to carry out operations he thinks are for the greater good of the United States and the planet. And I disagree with the president's calculus. Now, a lot of people would say, tune in next segment and I'll tell you. But I've laid out a lot of questions here because I want to get people thinking. But I know why this happened. I don't just know this from my sources or my research. I know it from watching what happened with Trump last year and watching everything else he does, how he creates uncertainty, how he creates concern, mystique. 1 year ago, almost to the day, he struck with 59 cruise missiles a Russian airbase in Syria with no evidence that they'd launched a chemical attack. And then I said, this is about getting North Korea to the negotiating table. Well, it brought North Korea to the negotiating table. And now I told you 2 months ago, before it was even announced, that North Korea had already agreed to the basic terms of denuclearization and a unification with South Korea within a decade, and that he would be meeting with Trump. I got that from high-level sources. And over a month later, word for word, what I told you came out. Now, this information I don't just get from sources because they're not even exactly sure what's going on. But I know. This is about total uncertainty to Russia, total uncertainty to Syria, but more importantly, to China and North Korea, to have Mattis come out and say, we don't have any evidence, it'll take weeks to find out who's behind it. To have Pompeo just say, we killed a bunch of Russians last week, very, very cryptically, to put out mixed messages when other governments don't do this. People call this bad coordination. No, Trump's bringing the economy back. Trump's broken the globalists. He's outsmarted a bunch of different groups. But I don't think you can do this with nuclear war and nuclear powers. I think at this point it becomes too dangerous, and I disagree with the president, though respectfully. She got Mattis saying we're not going to strike. Trump knows full well that it's the rebels doing it. Trump announced a week and a half ago that he was going to pull out the next month, and this attack happens. Now, I know for a fact Trump blocked McMaster for a year wanting to take out Assad. And Trump told me they weren't planning to take out Assad. And Trump then later, days after I told you that, was in Bloomberg that he'd said no boots on the ground. So there is a very sophisticated calculus going on here. And it's for Russia, it's for Iran, it's for Syria, but it's really for China and North Korea to think, wow, General Mattis said they weren't going to strike. And then hours later they do. That means the president isn't listening to anybody. So that's what's going on. But here's the deal. Even if it makes China and others sit up and pay attention and makes North Korea roll over, you don't blame Assad and their regime that's fought so hard against Al-Qaeda and ISIS and radical jihad, and that's a doorway to Europe, when they have all those other enemies who are trying to bring down Syria, who are Israel, and I'm not Israel's enemy, but they are enemy with Syria going way back to Assad's dad. And you've got Turkey that's out of control and Erdogan pressuring us to do this. This is all about Trump having cake and eating it too. Okay, we'll hit some limited stuff. We'll tell the Russians where we're going to hit. They'll pull out days before. They'll have a bunch of rhetoric. We'll have a bunch of rhetoric. They'll put Iran on notice. It'll put North Korea on notice, and they'll roll over harder. But you got a tiger by the tail there. You're playing with fire. And you're allowing Al-Qaeda and ISIS to reconstitute. Trump says they're smashing them, but the truth, our military has taken them, rebranded them, and is getting them ready right there on the Iraq-Syrian border to start this whole thing over again. And you can think, well, maybe Trump doesn't know. Well, there's a lot of people in the government who don't let the president know what's going on. I got like 80-something employees. I can't keep track of it. But still, at a rhetorical level, and at a iconography, optics, visual level, this is a major ideological betrayal on something Trump knows completely. If he'd have been a little sideways on Syria, I still would have voted for him. But that he was so hardcore and understood what was happening and knew the globalists had created Al-Qaeda and ISIS and were destabilizing the border with Europe, and if he hadn't put out hundreds of tweets detailing it all, I wouldn't be so upset right now. We're going to open the phones up coming up, and you can agree with me, you can disagree. But I'd say 80% of people who are conservatives, Christians, or libertarians, agree with me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Infowars.com. 20% don't, but man, out of liberals, they're just like, let's kill Assad, you traitor Jones, or let's kill Putin, let's have war, and they are just Fruit Loop land. And how did it become that, where Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham was President Trump, but now I guess he's not on that team. And then we just go with no evidence Assad did this, worse than the stuff in Iraq. At least Powell showed fake trucks and anthrax in his hand and all this other stuff. The British trucks they showed have been sold to him in the 80s to fight the Iran-Iraq war. They were hydrogen balloons tethered to a truck so you'd have cameras on it directing artillery. They said that was an anthrax machine. It was all lies. So, I'm very decisive when it comes to issues. Second Amendment, property rights, Christianity, you name it. But when it comes to this, I get the world's a mess. I get there's different powers. I get there's different structures. It's geopolitical. And I'm glad Trump's getting Saudi Arabia to stop funding the globalists and, you know, getting them to stop funding jihadis they claim. But this is really about putting Saudi Arabia in charge in Syria. And it's a fundamental off-the-rails change from what the president said he was going to do, and we're allying with bad people. Even if it sends a message to North Korea, I get all that. You know, people out there that look at the geopolitics, they go, Jones, you just don't get the larger ramifications of the region and what the message it sends. No, I get it all. The world's complex and out of control because we've got Machiavellians playing games. If you deal from a directness, chivalry, strength, honor, courage, will, historically, that's what creates civilization. All of this backstabbing and sneaking around and double dealing and duplicitous stuff is what you get out of inbred, mentally ill populations. And I'm sad for Islamic nations from Indonesia to Iraq to Pakistan. Muslims are 1,300,000,000 people, but they account every year for one half of the deformities in the world. Pakistanis are less than 1% of the British population. They're 36%, 37% of the deformities. Because they marry their sisters and the cousins and all the rest of it. And I want them to stop that, just like the British royalty stopped doing it. But this is a lot of mental illness. And you've got the Islamic view, the Arab view of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is all mental illness. And it's never going to stop, and it's never going to go away until we have to stop inbreeding. We have to wall it all off like you wall off rattlesnakes. And not try to tame the rattlesnakes and not try to do all this. And not, I mean, look, taking down Assad is the globalist UN plan to open the border up to Europe to make a major Islamic corridor through Turkey, which Turkey wants. Turkey wants to project Islamic power into Europe. They have Turkish parties in every area of Europe. They're already threatening to, quote, last year burn down Europe if they don't let Erdogan be politically involved, to have parliamentary control in many of these countries where there's only 1 or 2% difference in the parties. This is an Islamic UN globalist takeover allied with the whole Hollywood system. And Trump is now going to help blow the doors of Europe off to bring down Assad and, mark my words, have tens of millions more military-aged men pour into Europe. Video clips and your calls coming up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's the live Global Sunday edition. The second hour is coming up. I'm going to have Nigel Farage on. I'm going to air some excerpts of when he joined us last Thursday. Really one of the biggest patriots leading folks out of globalism, promoting nationalism, free market. We're going to air some of that clip coming up in the last segment of the transmission. But we're going to have the phones open in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Specifically on Trump and the change in Syria policy, just saying they know that Assad did it with no evidence when the rebels have been caught. The Russians came out on April 18th, said U.S. training militants for false flag chemical attack at bases so that you have a excuse for airstrikes. That's March 17th, excuse me. One of the other articles is March 18th. Here's another one. Syrian Eastern militants prepared chemical attack provocation. Russia Ministry of Defense tipped off. So, again, my friends, it is crazy that this is all out there and we're not supposed to look at it. And then it's Alex Jones, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson pointing all this out. Think about that. Now, remember Wesley Clark. He was the head of NATO. the number two in NATO, but the head of operations. It was under, what, General Jackson. And they got ordered by Obama's predecessor, Bill Clinton, to launch a nuclear attack on Pristina and the Russians when the Russians came into Pristina Airport in Kosovo. It was being overrun by Albanian Muslims. And he was ordered to nuke them, and so was General Jackson, and they said no. And that's because Wesley Clark is a globalist and is a liberal, but he's not insane. So he got relief from command after that. Because they didn't follow the order to, this is famous, to nuke Russians at the Pristina air base in Serbia, being overrun by Muslims. And, of course, the Russians had a bunch of weapons caches there. Remember, Clinton was bombing Belgrade with depleted uranium. You talk about chemical warfare. You talk about radiological warfare. And so a few years after he's out of command, he's at the Pentagon. This is 10 years ago. And they've got a plan to hit seven countries. And these are countries they want to destabilize, overthrow, and make more radical. And it's bipartisan, whether it's Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or Barack Obama. It's been the same policy. That's all this is. There's WikiLeaks on how they're trying to get Trump to attack Syria and overthrow Assad. That's a fact. So when they play dumb and act like that's not what they're trying to walk us into, it's a fraud. But see, Clark's already experienced getting the order to nuke the Russians. And you can look it up at the time. He called up General Jackson. Guys, you can search this. General Jackson, head of NATO, refused attack on Russians in Pristina. And they're like, it's their base. They built it. What? We're not going to bomb them. It would have gone to nuclear war like that. But that's the type of crazy town we're dealing with here. In every case, whether it was the Clintons then or now, it's for the Muslims. Because the globalists see the demographics. Europe's dying. The U.S. is dying. The Muslims are having six kids on average. There are going to be 3 billion of them by the end of the next decade. They are the future, not even the Chinese. The decision has been made. And the non-radical Muslims, they've all got to die to make room for the new global caliphate that's going to merge into this whole system. It's incredible. It's the plan. It's here. So let's go to Wesley Clark. Here it is.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, sir, you got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Now, notice it all goes in order. And he goes on for an hour describing it. This is the plan. It's the neocon globalist leftist think tank plan. And that's why, whether it was Hillary, Obama, whoever, they continue it. And then they use every new Muslim country they bring down to get its weapons and exploit the next. They even took out our allies like Egypt. Now, there was a countervalence against that. And Trump, you know, has helped Egypt try to fix its problems once he got in. But will he double cross Egypt now? So this should be a discussion really about Trump and have they compromised him. Because let me tell you, you get somebody's lawyer and you've got hundreds of properties and companies and stuff. I mean, there's no way to follow the laws in this country when you're that big. I guarantee you they've got something on Trump now. It's not Russia related. We know that. But Trump went with his generals, even though Mattis had told him not to. I got so mad Friday night. I was like, you know, Mattis, that such and such. And then I watched it there. Mattis is the one saying no. I just got so mad. I was talking about Mattis, and I went into something else. And I was not even saying that about Mattis. I've actually found people that know Mattis, and they say he's actually a good influence in the White House. Dumper just follows orders. So I guess it's, you know, I know Roger plays poker and drinks whiskey with Bolton. I saw a great graphic on the guy tweeted it, Real Alex Jones. Didn't retweet it, but it was the big beard of, or the mustache of Bolton, and it says war. It forms war. Maybe pull out cartoon of Bolton where his mustache says war. Maybe we can find that for TV viewers. But it's not funny. And we can laugh at this all day. Ha, 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 we're going to overthrow seven countries and make up excuses to get rid of the border with Europe and then flood Russia and Europe with Muslims. There it is. Oh, the crew's great finding that in 10 seconds. You guys retweet that at Real Alex Jones. I saw somebody had it in my feed. I meant to retweet it. And then I fell asleep. Have you ever done this where you're laying in bed with your iPhone and you fall asleep and then it actually cut my lip and loosened my tooth, falling from like 2 feet? Bam. So I got to stop doing that. I tell you, I was like reading and looking at that at like 2 a.m. after the airstrikes on Friday and just fell asleep on the phone. Bam. And boy, I was awake after that. But continuing, we're going to go to your calls in the next segment. We're going to go to Pastor Sam, Vincent, Carlos, David, Lucas, Elaine, Dan, and many others. Before I end this transmission, I don't lionize Russia. I don't think they're perfect. I don't think Syrian government's perfect. They're far from that. But the West has been run by globalists a long time, and they started the fight. And they started this whole Arab Spring, and they started the civil war in Ukraine and in Syria and in many other places. And it's morally wrong to go do that to those countries. But if you're bringing in jihadis that are hundreds of times worse than the current regime, I mean, I know a lot of Europeans that were vacationing 7 years ago before the globalists started the civil war. Now, I remember looking up some of the travel sites, like TripAdvisor. They have some of the best scuba diving, some of the best beaches, best hotels. The Syrians, they say, everybody are so cool. They're like the coolest Muslims in the world. And, of course, the globalists want to blow them up. And you just can't do stuff like that and say, well, it's you don't get the larger plan. No, I get you say it's a larger plan about, you know, stopping tyrants and sending a message to Russia and North Korea. No. It's about breaking Europe's borders up for the larger global government and attacking Russia with jihadis and flooding Europe with jihadis and bringing in a world government to then basically referee and mediate between the clash of civilizations. I've read the white papers, and most of you generals haven't read the Project for a New American Century. I've not just read their Rebuilding America's Defenses and Pax Americana. I've read probably 30 of the reports. So, yes, I get the larger strategy. It's the same strategy where they put fluoride in our water, the chemicals, and why they tell us 2 + 2 = 5 in school, and the same reason. The globalists hate everybody. They're a technocracy. They want to get rid of any strong culture, and they're using radical Islam as the weapon, as the battering ram, as the wrecking ball to do it. Hour number two, your phone calls. Nigel Farage and others, straight ahead. Please spread the live links.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.